Well, it's just like the fellow that I couldn't get interested one time in atomic bombs or the world or things being bombed or anything else. I just couldn't get this person interested. Couldn't get him interested for his family. You know, I couldn't get him interested for the state. Couldn't get him interested for the town. That was out of the question. Couldn't get him interested for the family, for his home. Couldn't get him even interested for his body or himself or anything else, so I peeled it right straight down to his Social Security card. And when I got to his Social Security card, and that an atomic war would burn up his Social Security card, I had met that point in his case that he was actually willing to take a little responsibility for. And he could take responsibility for his Social Security card. And that was the kind of a life the fellow was leading. Not for his job, for his money, for anything else, but for his Social Security card. That meant something. Now, when he realized that his Social Security card would be burned up, I knew I was getting somewhere when I mentioned his wallet. And I went through the contents of the wallet and money, no, and this, and that, driver's license, no, you know, one of those. Social Security card. Oh, boy. He took one look at that, and he said, you know, he says, I better lay in some supplies, and I'd better straighten it up, and I better have some place to go in case there is atomic bombing and so forth. Do you suppose anybody's taking care of atomic bombing? Do you suppose anybody's thinking about this at all? You know, it's terrible, nobody thinking about this at all. Nobody taking any responsibility any place for atomic bombing. That's a terrible thing. And he walked out the front door and got into his car and slammed the door and drove off. And I'm sure he was going to talk to somebody after that about the horrible thing of nobody taking any responsibility for it, not even noticing that he didn't have a prayer of taking any responsibility for it. But he'd gotten up to the point where he was outraged that he couldn't assign responsibility someplace. Yeah. And you can do that with any case that bogs down, but you have to be awfully careful because it sounds rather invalidating. You've got to peel it off one way or the other. So we take this little automobile accident, this person's being so glib about, and it isn't changing the E-meter. It's knocking the needle a little bit, and you know that it's there, and you know that the person has a somatic with regard to it. Then you had just better take this and comb it out as an incident and find something in it. You, as the auditor, start announcing things that you ask him if he can take responsibility for these things. And this is one of the most valuable tricks you've got. You're going to find some place in there that you're going to hit the thing which he's really hung on. You know?